This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circa Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Seidenberg back here with you. This is VSiN Prime Time here on the Sports Betting Network. We're about a half an hour away from tip-off of game number three of the NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers tied at a game apiece. And looking at the market right now, we have the Thunder minus 5.5 with a total of 226.5. Joining us now on the Progressive Guest Line to talk about this, we'll also get into a little Stanley Cup Final as well, Chuck Esposito, Racing Sports Director over there at the Red Rock. Chuck, thanks so much for joining us here on VSiN Primetime. Talk to me about this line here for game number three. Thunder, 5.5-point favorites. We've seen some fluctuation from where it opened. We saw some fives go down to 4.5, back up to 5, now to 5.5. What's been the action like for you guys over at the Red Rock and at stations as a whole, and where are you currently right now on this game?
Yeah, first, it's great to be on with you, Scott. We opened the game 5. It quickly went up to 5.5. I just don't see it going down at this point. It's kind of a strange game where money clearly favors the Thunder, but you look at ticket count, and almost 58% of the tickets are on the Pacers. I think people who have bet the Thunder look at this game and say, hey, they're half what they were in the first two games, number one in the league against the spread, number one in the league in double-digit wins. Laying anything less than double digits looks like a little bit of a value, but not a huge decision. But again, money favors the Thunder. Ticket count favors the Pacers. Wouldn't mind seeing the Pacers cover here for our side of the counter.
I was going to ask you if it was a pros versus Joes scenario, because so many people are talking about the Thunder and 0-7 ATS on the road in this postseason. Now, to me, I brought up the fact that if you go back earlier in this postseason, the Thunder were a 6-point favorite in Denver in game number three of that series. And we know that Denver's got one of the top home court advantages in all of basketball. And so to see them as a 6-point favorite against a Nuggets team, which, frankly, to be honest with you, I believe is better than this Pacers team, this line didn't make much sense to me at 5. And to see it move up to 5.5 does not surprise me. But you're saying a lot of tickets coming in on the Pacers. I think this is a pros versus Joes game, as they say.
Yeah, I think it's one of these games, too, where you look at what they did with the series price. Initially, there was a little bit of a push down, but then it was all OKC after that. It even got higher than the initial opening price. And I think you just look at OKC right now, and it's like, hey, there's some value there. And to lose a game now, you're really going to put yourself in a hole. If they can just get a split here in Indiana, they've gotten home court back. So I think it's critical for the Pacers to play well. Total has come down, though. We opened the total at 227.5, went up to 228. It's come down a full point right now. No question from our side of the counter, just like we were in both game one and game two, we are clearly under fans tonight.
You know, you mentioned the series price, Chuck, and it was so overwhelming prior to this series beginning. After the Pacers took game one, obviously there was an adjustment made. The Thunder were still upwards of minus 300 favorites, but did you guys get hit on any Thunder series bets after game number one because of the reduced price?
We really didn't at that point, Scott. I thought we might. We still stayed a little bit on the high side. But it was the first early push where we had some Pacer money. But once it got to about that 625, 650 price, we saw a lot of Thunder money come back, and that price went sailing up. We had some larger bets come in on the Pacers, on the Thunder in that 625 to 650 range before game one.
How about the prop market? How's that been like for you guys? How liquid is that, and how much are people betting into it here with the maybe a little bit of an expanded menu for the NBA Finals?
It's been great. I mean, when any time in any sport, you've got the finals and there's two teams left and they're isolated games, especially on the app. I mean, there's several hundred different ways to bet these games with all the props on it. It really brings the sports book to you. We love it when guests come out and experience everything we have to offer, not only here at Red Rock, but all of our books. But get on the app. There's just so many cool things to bet. You might not like one of the two teams, but you definitely have an opportunity to bet different props throughout the course of the game.
A lot of same game parlays being put in, huh?
Same game parlays, the live aspect. As soon as the game tips, it goes to that live feature. So you're getting the adjusted price with everything that's happening in that game. Extremely popular with our bettors today.
Speaking of the live betting, Chuck, we're talking to Chuck Esposito, Racing Sportsbook Manager over at Red Rock. I'm Scott Seidenberg, as Chuck joins us here on VSiN Primetime on the Progressive Guest Line. the Pacers this postseason have shown the ability to come back more so than any team in history, like the historical comebacks, and we saw it in game number one. Are you getting a lot of Pacers live bets even in game number two when they were trailing? I guess the idea is, hey, why not buy in on the Pacers? They've done it before. Maybe they do it again.
You know, I was scared with game one, the way they came back. I mean, our best case scenario, game one was OKC winning by 1-9 and not having the Pacers win the game outright. And when that happened, my first thought was, oh, my God, did we get killed on live? It didn't happen, though. I think that there's still a lot of non-believers in the Pacers being the sixth seed out of the East. I know how well they played in the playoffs and who they beat, but this OKC team just seems more balanced, especially on the defensive side of the court. I think Indiana's not going to get those same open looks like they did in the last series against the Knicks, but they've played really good. They're a surprise team, and I think they have to own home court, though. This is such a huge game for me, for them. An OKC loss, I don't think it's catastrophic. I think a Pacer loss tonight, I think it really puts them behind the eight ball, losing home court going into game four, in my opinion.
I would agree with you. I think this is, they almost have to treat this like they're down 2-0, because you can make the argument they should be down 2-0. Incredible comeback in game number one. They were outplayed for the majority of that game until that fourth quarter run late, and then they get outplayed wire to wire in game number two. For you're right. If the Pacers lose this game number three, they're not winning this series. And they still probably won't win this series if they win this game number three. But this has to be the kitchen sink type game. I like Tyrese Haliburton to go over his points early in the game, like first quarter points, because he's talked about how he needs to get started early. Can you see an early start here for the Pacers just with that desperation like you mentioned?
I think they need it. I think they know they can come from behind, which they have throughout the playoffs and did in that game one against OKC. But I think, you know, with the crowd and the environment there, they've got to get off to a good start tonight and play really well. I just think it's so important to them because you went and you achieved what many people thought you couldn't do, and that was win the game at OKC, game one. You were down by a big number. It was double digits throughout that game. I mean, you're 1-1, and you've only led in the series for, I think, less than a minute. So own it when you're at home right now. This is a game, to me, that is so key for them. But again, good two-way action. Money clearly favors the Thunder, but ticket counts really at close to 60% favoring the Indiana Pacers right now.
Let's shift gears. Let's get into the Stanley Cup Final, where the Panthers have a 2-1 lead over the Edmonton Oilers. Game four is coming up tomorrow. The Panthers now jump to a -150/-155 favorite. What's been the movement like for you guys ever since you opened up game number four? And are you surprised at where the line is here compared to where it was for game number three in Florida?
I'm really not. I think when you look at the Panthers, they could be up 3-0 in this series, to be perfectly honest with you. I think they're the better team on both sides of the ice. I know the sentimental choice, and everybody was backing Connor McDavid, and game one and game seven would be in Edmonton. Last year, the first three games, Florida won. The next three games, Edmonton won, and then that decisive game seven in Florida was 2-1. All these games have gone over so far, but Edmonton in a game, you know, with the series tied 1-1, where they could have been up 2-0, they just looked so bad in that game in Florida. I think right now it's hard not to bet Florida. I think they're in their head a little bit, and I think they've got a decisive advantage between the pipes with Bobrovsky, and that to me is the big difference right now. Similar to Indiana, Edmonton has to win this game. I don't think that they can lose this game and expect to win the cup. I think this is a critical game for them to win and get that series back to 2-2.
What's your biggest liability in the Conn Smythe market?
You know, there's been a little bit of action on a certain player that came over from the Boston Bruins just because of his price at about 50-1. He's the guy I think we're trying to avoid right now, and that's Marchand.
Yeah, I could see that. He was north of 50-1 prior to the series beginning. Although
it might have been higher than that industry-wide at some places.
Yeah.
I think we may have been as high as 60, but definitely some value there.
I thought you were going to say Sam Bennett, because Bennett was over 30-1 prior to the series beginning, and now he's the guy who's essentially become the favorite skater, I should say, the non-Bobrovsky player on the Panthers has been Sam Bennett.
Yeah, we've moved Bennett pretty quickly, and I think what's great for Bennett is, I mean, he's a free agent at the end of the year, so you're already looking at a bunch of teams with cap space thinking about what they're going to do. You've got a couple of big fish out in the Florida area in Bennett and Mitch Marner that both are going to be highly coveted in the free agent market in the NHL.
Final thing on this game, number 4, coming up tomorrow. Total, once again, is at 6.5. The first 3 games go over. And, you know, 6.5 is historically a rare number when it comes to a Stanley Cup final. But you saw the first 3 games go over. The number is 6.5, juiced to the under. Where do you think the money action comes in here on this total?
I can tell you it's clearly on the over again.
Wow.
67% of the tickets are on the over. We'll be hoping for an under. I mean, you think about last year when these two teams played in the Cup. 3 games went over, 3 games went under, and 1 game fell on 6. This year, they've all been sailing over. We are clearly under, fans. And even though the game, the puck drop, is until tomorrow night, I can't see any scenario right now that we're rooting for this game to go over. We're going to be under, fans, tomorrow night.
Well, I've been under fan for the whole first 3 games and lost. I'm 0-3 right now. So
we're in the same boat then. That's for sure.
Maybe it's time to martingale this, Chuck. We'll see what happens here in game number 4 coming up tomorrow. Chuck, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the crowd. Should be a great atmosphere over there at the book for this game tipping off about 20 minutes or so from now.
All right, Scott. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
There he is, Chuck Esposito, race and sportsbook manager over at the Red Rock. Go say hi to Chuck when you're over there out in Summerlin. Enjoy the Red Rock Sportsbook there. And again, yeah, say hi to Chuck. Does a great job behind the counter. So we are about 20 so minutes away from tip-off of this game. We'll finalize some best bets. We'll take a look at the trends once again and the props for game number 3 of the NBA Finals coming up here in Indy. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is Primetime right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back here on VSiN Primetime, I'm Scott Seidenberg with you on the Sports Betting Network as we are 20 minutes or so from tip-off of the Thunder and the Pacers up now in the market, updating the market right now, still 5.5. Thunder minus 5.5, total 226. And a half. Before we get into the best bets and just reiterating our stance on this game, wanted to quickly update you on what's going on the Major League Baseball scoreboard as we are in the top of the 7th inning in Baltimore. The Orioles, a 2-1 lead over the Tigers right now. Zach Eflin still in the game, 6 1/3 innings pitched for Baltimore. Just 1 run on 5 hits allowed with 5 strikeouts. Red Sox, meanwhile, have a 3-1 lead over the Rays in the top of the 5th inning there in Boston. The Mets with a 3-0 lead over the Nationals in the top of the 5th inning, and the New York Yankees still batting in the top of the 2nd, 5 runs already in, and they have 2 runners on with 2 outs. Chris Bubich has been lit up. We talk about his numbers, his advanced numbers being a fade candidate because of the expected numbers in the FIP and the XFIP that were much higher than his very, very low ERA. Well, in the first inning, Chris Bubich was okay. Strikes out Paul Goldschmidt, gets Ben Rice to ground out, strikes out Aaron Judge. And in the second inning, Cody Bellinger triples, Jazz Chisholm walks, Anthony Volpe grounds into a fielder's choice, scoring a run, Trent Grisham grounds out, DJ LeMahieu walks, Austin Wells doubles, Paul Goldschmidt singles, Ben Rice singles, Aaron Judge walks, and Cody Bellinger just grounded out to end the inning. 5 runs in the top of the 2nd for the Yankees as they lead 5-0. Elsewhere, other games that are in progress, the Rangers with a 2-0 lead now over the Twins in the top of the 3rd, and they are still threatening with 2 runners on and 2 outs. David Festa getting the start here for the Twins. 2 2/3 innings, 2 earned runs on 3 hits. One of those hits, a Marcus Semien home run, as the Rangers have a 2-0 lead in the top of the 3rd inning. Bottom of the 1st in Houston, no score between the White Sox and the Astros. Giants and Rockies will get started in about 20 minutes or so from now in Colorado. All right, let's recap our thoughts here on Pacers Thunder game number three. Again, it'll start about 20 minutes from now. I'm on the Oklahoma City Thunder. The spread doesn't make sense to me. The Thunder are much better than the Pacers. And I'm not disrespecting Indy by saying that. In game number one, Pacers stole it. They came from behind. They outscored the Thunder by 10 points in the fourth quarter. Tyrese Halliburton's shot with 3/10 of a second left was the only time the Pacers had a lead in that game. And in game number two, Thunder go wire to wire. If we look at similar games in this postseason, I've brought this up before, but if we look at similar games in this postseason, the Thunder were heavier road favorites against teams that were better than this Pacers team. The Thunder were 6-point favorites in Denver. In this exact situation, split games one and two, go on the road for game number three. Nuggets are better than the Pacers. They have a better home court advantage than the Pacers. So to me, a line opening up at 5 never made sense. At 5.5, it's still a play for me on the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I'd lay as much as 6 here on the Thunder. As far as prop bets are concerned, I think Tyrese Halliburton gets started early. And I love, my best bet that I gave out earlier on this program is Tyrese Halliburton first quarter points. You can get his over 3.5 at minus 150 on DraftKings. Now, DK also allows you to ladder. And what I mean by ladder is you can look at alternate total points in the first quarter for Tyrese Halliburton. At 4 points, so that's over 3.5, 4+ points, minus 150 odds. That's the best bet. But at 5 points, it's minus 105. 6 points, plus 150. 7 points, plus 225. 8 points, plus 340. 9 points, plus 475. And just for, you know, giggles here, let's take a look at how much the 10 points pays out. I'm just curious, because now, if we're having fun with plus 400 odds, let's see how much a first quarter 10 points for Halliburton pays out. By the way, we've had adjusted odds now. 5 is minus 110, 6 plus 140, 7 plus 210, 8 plus 300, 9 plus 450, 10 plus 650. My goodness. Would it shock you if Tyrese Halliburton has a monster first quarter in this game? The answer should be no. Because Halliburton's a guy that rises to the occasion. We've seen what he's done in the clutch. But after losses this postseason, Halliburton has responded in 3 of those 4 games with 4 points, 6 points, 15 points, and 1 0-point effort in the first quarter of games. At home in the playoffs, averaging 4.25 points per first quarter. He had 4 points in game number 3 against the Knicks, but that was the house money game. And then they lose game number 3 against the Knicks. He comes back with 15 first quarter points in game number 4. In game number 3 against the Cavs, house money game, they're up 2 games to none. He only scores 2 points in the first quarter, but after the loss, in game number 4, 6 points in the first quarter. Coming off of a loss with essentially the season on the line, because I know it's not a must-win game. This is not an elimination game. But in my opinion, in many of your opinions as well, the Pacers can't lose this game and think that they have a good shot to win this series. They right now don't have a good shot to win this series. But if they have any hope at all, they have to win tonight. And what they cannot afford to do is start slow like they've been doing in this series. 20 points in the first quarter in game number 1, 20 points in the first quarter in game number 2. Shout out our best bet under in the first quarter, Pacers team total game number 2. Cashed easy. They have to get out to a fast start in this one. The crowd's going to be behind them. They're at home playing with a little bit of desperation coming off the loss. They have to get out to a fast start. So my best bet is Tyrese Haliburton, who, oh, by the way, after the game number two loss, comes out and tells the media, quote, "I just got to figure out how to be better earlier in games," end quote. He knows he's getting off to slow starts. I think there's a real concerted effort tonight to get Haliburton involved early. In fact, let's take a look at some fun little prop bets here. So, this should be fun. We already talked about Tyrese Haliburton first quarter points. How about this? First point scorer of the game. Haliburton is 10-1 odds. To have the first team field goal. So the first field goal for the Pacers, Haliburton plus 425. How about this? The team's first field goal exact option, Tyrese Haliburton three-pointer 10-1. And just the first scoring of the game, a Haliburton three, 22-1. You ever have one of those situations where like you've seen it play out in your head already? I can see this happening where Pacers win the tip, give the ball to Haliburton, and instead of him passing it to Miles Turner for an alley-oop, he pulls up for a three. I'm just saying, it's not a best bet. It's not something that I would personally bet. I don't do that the whole first scores, but it's fun little props to think about. 22-1 odds. Haliburton, three-pointer, first points of the game. Haliburton 10-1 just to be the first scorer. First team field goal for the Pacers, plus 425 for Haliburton. The exact result, Haliburton 3, 10-1. Dude takes threes in the first quarter. He's going to make some here tonight. Best bet, Haliburton over points in the first quarter, over 3.5. And then I would ladder it to get the plus money, especially on DraftKings, a book that lets you do that. Ladder those points to get plus money on the alternate totals of Haliburton points in the first quarter. Don't forget, you can take your betting to the next level with FirstBet. Sign up now at FirstBet.com. That's the number one, STBet.com. Use promo code VSIN200 to score a 20% rebate on all your wagers for the first 60 days, up to $200. Don't miss out. Bet smarter today at FirstBet.com. Now, normally I've been betting against the Pacers in the first quarter of these games, but with the desperation spot here at home, am I backing them now in the first quarter tonight? We'll tell you about it coming up next as we are moments away from tip-off in Indiana for game number three of the NBA Finals. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Scott Seidenberg back here with you. This is VSiN Primetime here on the sports betting network. We're about 5 minutes away from tip-off of game number three of the NBA Finals, the Pacers and the Thunder. And I can't believe I'm going to do this because I've been against it in both games. But I'm going to bet on it here in game number three. I've already said I'm on the Thunder for the game. I'm laying the points with the Thunder for the game. My best bet, Tyrese Haliburton, over his first quarter points. To that end, I'm going to bet the Pacers in the first quarter. I'm going to take the plus 1.5 points in the first quarter with the Pacers. They need to get out to the fast start tonight. If they do not get out to a fast start, I do not think that they wind up coming back in this game. In game number one, blown out in the first half. Much better in the second half and an incredible fourth quarter. They outscore the Thunder by 10 in the fourth quarter. They win that game. It's great. Game number two, blown out in the first half. Much better in the second half, but the Thunder never allowed the Pacers to go on that run in the fourth quarter like they did in game number one. Here in game number three, it cannot be the same script. The Pacers have to flip the script tonight. And in order to do that, it starts with a big-time effort in the first quarter. They cannot have another first quarter where they only score 20 points. 20 points in the first quarter of game number one, 20 points in the first quarter of game number two. They cannot have that happen here in game three at home. They just can't. So playing with that desperation in mind, playing with that get out to a fast start mentality, I'm going to back the Pacers in the first quarter and go over, not forget about the team total. I'm not betting that. But I will go Pacers plus 1.5 points in the first quarter. That's a bet. Pacers plus 1.5 points in the first quarter. Prop bets that I like. Isaiah Hartenstein over 7.5 rebounds. That's one that I've been on, that I'm going to continue to be on here in this game. I mentioned the points prop for Tyrese Haliburton in the first quarter, and you can ladder that. Like on DK, they allow you to ladder the first quarter points. And for the full game, I just like the Thunder. I think they're going to win and pull away. And this might be, like, it wouldn't surprise me if tonight winds up being like an opposite of what we saw in the first two games, where it's the Pacers who are the better team early and the Thunder who are the better second half team. I could see that happening tonight here in game number three. Well, let's go ahead and lock in the best bets as we're minutes away from tip-off. Again, best bet number one, Tyrese Haliburton over 3.5 points in the first quarter. On DraftKings, you can do alternate player points in the first quarter, and I would ladder Tyrese Haliburton. So you can do over 3.5, which is basically just 4+ points in the first quarter. For Haliburton, that's at minus 150. Well, now it's at minus 160. I'd still lay it. 5+ points is minus 110. 6 plus 140. 7 plus 210. 8 plus 300. 9 plus 450. And if you want to get adventurous, 10 plus is plus 650. But after a loss in these playoffs, and when the moment needs him the most, that's when Haliburton gets off to early starts. At home this year, 4.25 points per first quarter in the playoffs. And if you look at in the Knicks series, game number three, that wasn't a great game because they were playing with house money. They won the first two games on the road. He only scored 4 points. But then when they lose game number three and they come back in game number four, he scores 15 points in the first quarter against the Cavs. 2 points in game number three in the first quarter. Again, house money, playing up two games to none. After a loss, they need him. 6 points in the first quarter in game number four. This is where they need him. Plus, Tyrese Haliburton came out and told the media, quote, "I just got to figure out how to be better earlier in games." He's put the onus on himself to be better early in the games. So, best bet, Haliburton over his first quarter points. To that end, second best bet, Pacers plus 1.5 in the first quarter. They have to get out to a fast start tonight. Third best bet, going back to the prop market, we're going over 7.5 rebounds for Isaiah Hartenstein. He's cleared this number in both games in the series. He played more minutes in game number two than he did in game number one. I expect him to play more minutes here in game number three. So over 7.5 rebounds for Isaiah Hartenstein. When I saw this at even money, I thought it was a gift. That is our third best bet, player prop perspective. Fourth best bet, that's the bet on the full game. We're laying the points with the Oklahoma City Thunder. If you can find a five, great. Bet a minus five. I'm comfortable laying the 5.5. I think we get a Thunder win and cover here in game number three. I'll give you some trends. Again, going through the NBA playoffs, when a team loses game number two on the road and doesn't cover, like the Pacers did in game number two in OKC, and they are home underdogs in game number three, 25 and 55 straight up, 33, 45 and 2 ATS. And if you look at the situation that the Pacers and Thunder are specifically in tonight, which is where the road team wins game one, then loses and doesn't cover game number two, and is a dog, a home underdog in game number three, like the Pacers are, Those teams are only 7-20 straight up, 9-17-1 against the spread. But to my, much to my, you know, pleasure, reading all the trends here, in the first quarter, they're only losing by 1 point. Second quarter, they're pretty even. Third quarter, they're pretty even. Fourth quarter, they're getting outscored by 3. So on average, these teams, 4-point dogs. Tonight, Pacers, 5.5-point dogs. Let's see. If the line is 5, oh, how about if it's 5.5-point favorites or greater. That's what I'm curious about now. If the line is 5.5 or higher, 1-6 straight up for these teams. Oh, but 3-4 ATS in the history, that's not bad. Last time we saw it here was Warriors and Timberwolves. Warriors were 5.5-point dogs. They lost the game by 5. They covered the half. That's crazy. So I guess that's one of those games where it's like numbers matter. If you got the 5 or you got the 5.5, it depends on, you know, where you had it there. It's a little too close to call here. Other situations, hey, how about the Nuggets and Thunder in these playoffs where the Nuggets won a home game, right? How about that? And then you have to go back a couple of years, Clippers-Suns, that was a loss but a cover. And then prior to that, it was 4 straight losses and they did not cover the spread. But I'm on the Thunder tonight. So again, recap, as the game is about to start, Haliburton first quarter points over, Pacers plus 1.5 first quarter, Isaiah Hartenstein over 7.5 rebounds, and Thunder minus 5.5 for the game. No, it's not a same game parlay. Those are just all the picks for this game tonight as we are about to get underway here in Indy. And watching the TV, the big breaking news, there is no digitally superimposed Larry O'Brien trophies anywhere on the court that is distracting. So we got ads and we got the NBA Finals stuff. Now we wait and see as there's a turnover right away. So the Thunder won the tip but turned the ball over. Pacers have the ball here. Oh, it was an offensive foul on Shea to start the game. So Pacers have the ball here. Haliburton shot, first shot of the game. I mean, could we cash this? I mean, imagine that. That's we did talk about it. We didn't place that bet, but we did kind of take a look at it. The Haliburton 3 to be the first points of the game. Let's see if that plays out. We'll let you know. I think he just got fouled. But we're going to keep an eye on that right now as we progress throughout this game. We'll have a report coming up at the half. We'll take a look at some live betting opportunities as we move throughout the entirety of this game here on VSiN Primetime as we look to see who leads the scoring, who opens the scoring here. It's not going to be Haliburton, or it might be. Well, no, a missed shot here for the Pacers. All right, so we're on the Pacers in the first quarter. We're on Haliburton points here in the first quarter. We want some points from Hallie here. That's what we're going to keep an eye on. But first off, let me just tell you guys, if you want to know where the real money is going, you got to get our betting splits here at VSiN, because unlike others, our betting splits come from Circa and DraftKings. So that tells you where the money and the sharp action's landing, because you can see the percentage of bets versus the percentage of handle for every game across every major sport, helping you make smarter, more informed bets. And right now you can get VSiN's exclusive betting splits for as little as $9.99 for your first month at vsin.com/subscribe. Again, that's vsin.com/subscribe. Thunder go up 4-0 early. We'll update you on this plus Major League Baseball coming up. This is VSiN Primetime here on the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Scott Satterberg back here with you. This is VSiN Primetime here on the Sports Betting Network. The Thunder are jumping out here in the first quarter, leading the Pacers 15-6 right now with 7:35 to go in the first quarter. Your live market now on the game. Thunder from a 5.5-point favorite at close, now an 8.5-point favorite. Total is at 227.5. This game closed at 226.5, so slightly trending towards an over, but still too early to call. I mean, we saw in this series, what was it? Was it game number one that was, no, it was game number two, I believe, that was, yeah, game number two, trending towards an under the whole way. Just an under throughout the whole first half. Even there were times in the first half that total in got as low as 216.5 live, and then it just winds up being an over game. The benches come in, the scrubs are at, you know, for whatever, you know, the bench players are in at the end of the game, and they're chucking up threes and they're making shots, and the game goes over the total in game number two. So still too early to take a look at a live total. But right now, as we hit a stoppage, the Pacers calling a timeout, 15-6. Again, Thunder, 8.5-point favorites, total of 226. All 6 points for the Pacers scored by Pascal Siakam, and he is 3 of 4 from the field. Miles Turner, 0 of 2 from the field. Andrew Nembhard, 0 of 1. Tyrese Haliburton hasn't taken a shot yet. So much for wanting to get out to an early start. First couple of minutes here of the first quarter, hasn't attempted a shot yet for Tyrese Haliburton. Meanwhile, for the Thunder, Chet Holmgren's got 8 points, a perfect 3 of 3 from the field and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Jalen Williams has 4 points on 2 of 2 from the field. Lu Dort has made a three-pointer. He's got 3 points. No points for the MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, through the first 4 minutes. He is 0 of 1 from the field. Hey, do we get a discount now on Shai's point total? Live player points. 30.5 now for Shai. You got a 3-point discount. Boy, can we get this thing down to 29.5 and then take the over? I like that. That might be fun. Shai was 33.5 prior to the game. He's gone scoreless in the first 4 minutes. Maybe we get, if we can get a lower number here on Shai, might be an interesting time to buy in on an over for Shai points. But 15-6. As we are in the first time out here, Thunder leading the Pacers. Let's quickly take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in progress right now. I mentioned the New York Yankees, who put up a 5 spot in the top of the second inning against the Kansas City Royals, where, well, that's all the action we've had in this game. We are now in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Yankees still leading by that 5-0 score. Clark Schmidt has done an incredible job on the mound for New York as he has gone 3 innings, only allowed 1 hit so far, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. Chris Bubich, meanwhile, still in the game, settled down after that 5-run second inning. 4 innings, 5 runs on 6 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Bottom of the fourth inning. 5-0, Yankees leading the Royals. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Orioles opening it up now on the Tigers, a 5-1 lead for Baltimore over the Detroit Tigers. Red Sox holding on to a 4-3 lead over the Rays in the top of the seventh inning. The New York Mets with a 4-0 lead over the Nationals, top of the seventh inning at Citi Field, although the Nats do have some activity on the base paths. 2 runners on and nobody out. David Peterson has gone 6 innings. And let's see, how many pitches is Peterson at? He's only at 72 pitches, so I can't imagine him coming out of this game. 6 innings, 4 hits, no runs, and 2 strikeouts. I gave you the numbers earlier on David Peterson, how incredible he's been for the Mets. Quality start after quality start after quality start. We're talking 6 innings of work and 3 or fewer runs allowed. He has been that good here for the Mets. And so far, 6 scoreless innings, but there are 2 runners on here in the top of the seventh inning. The Twins have come from behind to take a 3-2 lead over the Rangers. They were down 2-0, and then they get a Byron Buxton 3-run home run in the bottom of the third inning to take a 3-2 lead over the Rangers. It's the bottom of the fourth now, and the Twins do have a runner on with 2 outs, so hoping to cash that first 5. If you had the Minnesota Twins in the first 5, you're getting some action here. The Astros, a 3-0 lead over the White Sox here in the bottom of the third inning. And how about the Giants? Getting started early. We laid the run line with the Giants over the Rockies. And in the first inning, well, the Giants doing their thing. 2 runs already off of Kyle Freeland here in the top of the first, as you got a Willy Adames 2-run home run. There is a runner on, though, here for the Giants as they look to add more runs. More runs, please. Giants with that 2-0 early lead. If you wanted to take a look at the Giants on the live line right now, if you want to lay any live run lines, well, Giants on the live run line with this early 2-0 lead is, let's see, the run line now is -3.5. My goodness. -3.5, -115. Your live total is 11.5, but we'll sweat out the -1.5 right now on this San Francisco Giants team. And we haven't even gotten Robbie Ray on the mound just yet because it's still just the top of the first inning. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to be joined by Christopher Powers from Golf Digest. We'll get thoughts on the U.S. Open, which gets underway tomorrow at Oakmont there in Pennsylvania. And everything that we're hearing about Oakmont and the course is, you know, how bad the roughs are, how challenging this course is going to be, how Rory McIlroy shot like an 81 during his practice round and said that he actually played good. And so excited to see, you know, the U.S. Open is always supposed to be difficult. We talk about all the time in golf how we want this to be the most challenging tournament. It's our national championship. Its scores are going to be hard to come by. You don't want it to be an easy course. U.S. Opens are known for being difficult. But at some point, you know, does the course get the better of some of these golfers? And we'll find out from Christopher which golfers are actually made for this course. I have three bets that I have placed for the U.S. Open that we will get to. Three outright winners that I've bet, and of those three, I actually like betting, you know, the subset of them. So yes, I sprinkled on the three outrights for those three players, but I would also bet like larger sized bets on those three players to finish top 10 or top 5. And I'm telling you right now, I do not have Scottie Scheffler. So there's your little tease. I do not have Scottie Scheffler. I also do not have Rory McIlroy. How about that? So did make three outright bets and also do like those three outrights to, you know, top 10s, top 5s, things like that. Obviously lesser odds, but easier paths to victory with those three players. But we'll get to that coming up in a few minutes from now when we get to our next hour. Again, Christopher Powers from Golf Digest will join us about a half an hour or so from now, 20 minutes, as we talk about the U.S. Open, which tees off tomorrow. All right, let's get you another update here of what's going on in the NBA Finals as we got 5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Still all Thunder, 19-10 lead over the Pacers. Your live line right now is Thunder as the Pacers score, make it 19-12. Your live line is Thunder -8.5. Live total down to 224.5. And Tyrese Haliburton still has not scored. He has only taken one shot here in the first quarter. And now, oh no, Tyrese Haliburton did score. Congratulations. So that was that last points as it's now 19-14. So I guess Hallie just scored. So he's got 2 points, 1 of 2 shooting from the field. We have 4 minutes for Haliburton to make another shot. We got 4 minutes, 4:50, 4 minutes and 50 seconds for Haliburton to make another shot and for us to cash our best bet on the Haliburton over. But leading the way for the Pacers is Pascal Siakam, who's got 6 points. And he had 6 points. He had the first 6 points for the Pacers. So Siakam's got 6 points. Obi Toppin off the bench has 4 quick points. And Ben Shepherd off the bench has 2 points. Haliburton's got 2. No points for Aaron Nesmith, who hasn't attempted a shot yet. Miles Turner is 0 of 2 from the field. Andrew Nembhard, 0 of 1. He missed the only 3-pointer that he took. No free throws yet here in the first quarter for the Pacers. For the Thunder, what a first quarter for Chet Holmgren. 12 points on 4 of 5 shooting and getting to the free throw line. 4 of 4 from the free throw line for Chet Holmgren. He leads all scorers with 12 points. Jalen Williams has 4 points. Lou Dort has a 3, and that's it. Alex Caruso, 2 minutes off the bench, hasn't taken a shot yet. Cason Wallace is 0 of 1 from the field. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 0 of 3 from the field. He missed the only 3-pointer that he took. And now let's take a look as we have 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Live player prop on Shai, 29.5, -115 to the over. I like that. I'm going to play Shai over 29.5 points. I'm going to play Shai over 29.5 points. His number was 33.5 coming into this game. I still think Shai goes off for 30. He's at 29.5 at -115, has not scored yet in the first quarter. But I still like him here, so let's go over 29.5 for Shai. Hey, Hey, before the line moves, the sharp plays at sharpplays.com is already there because they don't chase the market, they move it. You're not going to outmuscle billion-dollar sportsbooks or full-time pro bettors on your own, but with the sharp plays, you don't have to. You're going to get free betting reports, real-time alerts, market-moving insights, all delivered right to you via email or X, and the Sharp Plays has a documented track record going back to 2011. SharpPlays.com, trusted by pros, watched by the books. Check them out now at SharpPlays.com. I'm Scott Seidenberg. This is VSiN Primetime.